Nearly 50 Palestinians from the West Bank went to Israel for an unusual one-day trip last week. Their itinerary included visits to Israeli-controlled crossings into Gaza and conversations with Israelis who live nearby. Organizers wanted the Palestinian visitors to hear about the Israeli experience during the war. NPR's Emily Harris explains why it didn't seem to work.
A Palestinian who lives in Israel dreamed up this trip. Mustafa Haboub says he wanted West Bank Palestinians to visit Israeli communities and take home this message of peace.
The war caused destruction for both Israelis and Arabs. Let's stop this. Peace is done by people, not leaders.
Haboub does not equate the damage in Israel to the vast destruction in Gaza, but he wanted Palestinians to get a peek into the experience of ordinary Israelis. Haboub got help from Buma Inbar, a Jewish Israeli involved in all sorts of efforts to bring together Israelis and Palestinians. Inbar says he knew this effort would fail the second he saw Israeli TV cameras out the bus window at their first stop.
Something like 10 or 12 camera of TV stops there. And I see the Palestinians. I say, you want it or no? They cry. They say to me, no, no, no.
It turns out that a different Israeli involved in planning the trip had tipped off the Israeli media. But why would that be an unpleasant surprise for the Palestinian visitors?
Honestly, it's complicated, okay? Even in Palestine, it's complicated.
Aline, a young Palestinian woman on the trip, would only give her first name.
People don't want anyone to understand something in the wrong way, okay? That's it. And also maybe people afraid.
Afraid exactly of what? She wasn't sure, but she knew she didn't want to find out.
When you say about Israeli and Palestinian are together, it's not nice and it's not acceptable. I don't know what's going to happen, yani, but for me, no, I will not put myself in that situation, okay?
Palestinians have a particular word for doing things with Israelis. It sounds kind of nice, normalization, but actually it's a real insult. Many Palestinians see playing soccer or even doing business with Israelis as a betrayal, accepting Israeli dominance by acting like everything's normal. This is a problem for peace groups. American Donna Stefano directs the Mideast office of Seeds of Peace, which brings Palestinian and Israeli youth together for summer camp. She says anti-normalization pressure has a real impact on Palestinians.
When they return from camp and they try to explain the powerful personal transformation that they've had, it just gets thrown back into their face that it's normalization. You're a traitor talking to Israelis. You shouldn't be talking to Israelis.
Over much of the decades-old conflict, Israelis and Palestinians rubbed shoulders at work or shopping. Now they are mostly separated by a physical barrier Israel built, citing security and tight restrictions on who can cross back and forth. Stefano says at this point, both sides are afraid to break down their carefully honed self-identities.
An identity that's formed through a very strong national narrative. And that national narrative often doesn't recognize the needs or the humanness, the humanity of the other.
Back to this bus trip, it seems that perhaps the Palestinian organizers hadn't actually told some participants they would be meeting Israelis. After the cameras showed up, those visits were canceled and the bus took them straight to the beach, a real treat for landlocked West Bank Palestinians. Playing in the waves, Palestinians insisted the sun and surf were all they signed up for. No organizer would admit who exactly leaked to the media or failed to tell Palestinians that Israelis were on the agenda. In the shade, inhaling the sweet smoke of a water pipe, Palestinian organizer Mustafa Haboub blamed the day's thwarted plans on a Palestinian-Israeli misunderstanding. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.